May the sweet peace of our Lord Jesus keep us all heart dwellers. Well, I got a message from one of our inner core members this morning that she had received something from God the Father. And it's been discerned, and we believe it is from the Lord, so I'm going to go ahead and share it with you. The Father began, "My dearest daughter, many terrible and frightening things are going to occur in the next several weeks. Some of these, dearest one, can be averted or minimized, while others at last must occur. At its worst, the entire world will be affected. At its best, thousands upon thousands will still suffer, while all, on some level, will feel their effects. For I cannot go back upon myself. If I ask you to drop to your knees and pray, I truly mean for you to drop to your knees, wherever you may be and whatever you may be doing. In these matters, the judgment of man will not matter. My will is all that matters." And I wanted to add to that, the Lord Jesus had spoken to me and said, drop to our knees in prayer when the Dome of the Rock is bombed. So I can relate to what he's saying here. We've already gotten that mandate, but it's not just an allegory, it's a serious command to drop to your knees and pray. The Father continued, "This is what I ask of all, but the greatest burden will fall to my faithful. Pray, beloved children, pray. There will be whole days where you may be directed to remain in prayer. My Holy Spirit will direct you in your prayers. The prayers will burgeon and flow through you without effort as living waters to the parched areas of this earth that needs them. They will rise upward to me like the sweetest of fragrant incense, and I will hear your prayers. Your prayers will also help determine what will transpire, what punishments will befall those who transgressed my laws and my will. Your prayers do matter. Listen to me, my dearest beloved children. I love you all dearly, each and every one of you. From what you consider the best to the very worst, you are all my beloved children. And yet the time is nigh for me to dispense judgment upon those who have transgressed. Prophecy must be fulfilled. Some of you have offered to stand in the gap for these individuals and these nations. I will call upon you to evaluate your decision seriously. Pray on these matters, for if you so choose, you will be called upon to do so. This is not a simple task, as some of you have already discovered. Many have already felt the brunt of retaliatory attacks meted out by the enemy for your efforts. And it is only by my will and by my assistance that you have survived these attacks. You must cleave to me, dear children, all of you, but especially those of you who choose to stand in the gap and suffer for those who have transgressed. Know, my dear children, that your recent efforts have borne much fruit for the kingdom of God. Many more of my children are returning home. My heart weeps with gladness at your efforts. The fragrance is as sweet as my finest wines. Many of you have suffered in order for these wayward ones to return. And your suffering has been the sweetest of all gifts. How tenderly they touch my heart. For my heart has often been battered and my labor scorned, and your efforts come as a sweet consolation during a painful time. Know how much I love you, dear ones, and know that your endeavors during these coming weeks will matter greatly. Please be obedient, even if you do not understand why you are being asked to do something. I ask you not to grow weary and give in to the apathy of the world about you. I love you and kiss you tenderly, my children. I bless you with all my strength, fortitude, endurance, and long-suffering, and with the knowledge that I hold each of you tenderly within the shelter of my body. I will arm you. I will protect you during your efforts. Cleave to me. All of heaven awaits in silence. So I would ask you, dear heart dwellers, to listen to this a couple of times and really come before the Lord, understanding that there is a price tag on this kind of intercession. And many people have asked to join our intercessory prayer group, but I know the kind of lashback and suffering that awaits them, and I'm very, very careful about that because it's going to be extreme suffering for anyone who wants to stand in the gap. And if you love the Lord that much and are willing to make that sacrifice, then that's a wonderful thing. He will strengthen you, but don't take it lightly. Think long and hard about it before you offer yourself to stand in the gap. The Lord bless you all, dear heart dwellers, and let's all join hands and hearts and minds in prayers for the salvation of those who are going to be coming under judgment. And we had a little friend confirming this word outside the window.